Point 14. Pazo de Martello, or Martello Country Manor. Moving on now into the ancient heart of the town, we reach Plaza Rafael Dieste, or Rafael Dieste Square, where a good example of historical resources await. This is because the Pazo Martello, or Martello Country Manor, located in this square, is metaphorically the reference to the revival of the creative spirit of Pio Gomez by the hand of his 17th nephew, Evaristo Martello. Or at least this is what he was aiming to do. Even though he was born in A Coruña, Evaristo Martello became the continuator of the Galician cultural tradition linked to the music he inherited from his ancestor from Riancho. A founding member of the Galician Royal Academy, poet and politician, he probably influenced the young Castelao, his neighbor at the time. He was not only the author of poetic compositions which were very easy to put to music, just like his ancestor, such as Lembranza, or Remembrance, a poem in which he pays tribute to Riancho, but he would also become an outstanding figure of the Resurdimento, or Revival. Pio lived at a time of cultural and linguistic regularity for the Galician language, which is lost as of the 16th century, and Evaristo would struggle to recover the situation. The Resurdimento, or Revival, a broad-minded and widely relevant movement, would fundamentally be based on the dignity of the Galician language and culture, and for them, music, above all the traditional variety, would become a key piece of this cultural mosaic. The Lord's medieval tower once stood on the same spot where today we can find the manor.